Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Thursday, Nikki Haley, now presenting a problem for Donald Trump and the Republican Party. Her determination to challenge the former president is civically a positive. We should have people running for office. But her stinging critiques will help President Biden. Ambassador Haley now has 4 long weeks to diminish Trump before the next vote, this one in her home state of South Carolina. She will likely lose there, but like New Hampshire, she'll run a spirited campaign reminding voters of Trump's age and controversies. And then there's a debate. Nikki Haley will insist on one. What will Trump do? If he dodges the debate, that will hurt him. If he accepts, the corrupt press will crown Haley the winner before a word is even spoken. Meanwhile, Joe Biden will never debate, as he is incapable of doing that. Now, if I were Donald Trump, I would debate Nikki Haley. Trump has a successful 4-year term in the Oval Office, a record to run on. Ms. Haley does not have any national policy experience. This shouldn't even be close. So, summing up, Donald Trump won last night in New Hampshire electorally, but Joe Biden really won. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.